This call is now being recorded.
This is Taylor Dean interviewing Ms. Mardell Dean about the role of bookstores in society. Today is November 6th, and it is approximately 12:04 p.m. in Haymarket, Virginia. Before we begin, I would like to ask if you have read and signed the consent forms for this interview. If so, state yes.
Yes.
Okay. First, I would like to ask where you're from, how old are you, and what are your scholarly interests?
I am from Haymarket, Virginia. I am 73 years old, and I just am interested in all sorts of things. That's all I can say.
Okay. What are your first strong memories of bookstores?
Well, growing up in the 40s and 50s, we visited bookstores only to buy perhaps a gift, or in the bookstore that was near my house had little gifts like costume jewelry and things, and so we could also purchase that to give away to other people. But basically, we didn't use bookstores too very much growing up. Using libraries or school libraries, community libraries or school libraries was the thing that we often did. My grandparents would give me books, and I presume that they visited bookstores in their community. But as far as I was concerned, they weren't a big part of my life.
What types of books do you usually buy?
I buy mysteries for the most part.
How have those interests affected your relationship with bookstores as a consumer?
Well, if there's an author that I'm interested in reading more of, then I perhaps might go to a bookstore. I like audiobooks, so I would buy perhaps an audiobook at the bookstore, or occasionally something in print. I also visit libraries to find that same author.
How has your relationship with bookstores evolved throughout your life?
Well, as I've grown older, of course, I would buy them for my grandchildren. I always wanted to encourage reading, their reading. And when I was a member of Book Club, which I was for a number of years, I would purchase the book that we were reading for the month at the bookstore. I like to have a copy so I could keep it after we had the discussion rather than just get that at the library. That's it.
Are the bookstores that you once visited in the past still open today?
Oh, no. No, I would say most all bookstores have closed. We now have, when I was young, we had that one that I was talking about earlier that was near my house. But then in the 70s, in came some discount bookstores. And when they came into town, they ran out of business. The smaller bookstores, they gobbled up all the business. So, and then eventually they went out of business, and a couple big conglomerate bookstores took over, and then just recently one of them, Borders, has closed up, and we are left with Barnes & Noble now. That's it.
Okay. What is your perception of bookstores in society today? Do they still serve a purpose?
Well, bookstores, some people my age like to handle and feel a book, like to possess a book or have a book. So they would go to a bookstore and purchase it. Or also, like I said, my purpose sometimes was for the grandchildren to buy books for them, and they too would buy books for their grandchildren. However, I think there is a greater reliance on electronic books and libraries, and certainly not the number of books that used to be bought. My grandfather, for instance, who was born in the late 1800s, he had, upon his death in 1950, I think he had accumulated 3,000 books. And I doubt that people of that era ever threw away or gave away books that they had owned. The books were very, very precious to them. But life has changed now, and books are disposable, and secondhand bookstores are available, or online reading or discount purchases are available too.
How do you think different communities perceive or approach bookstores?
Well, I'm not sure that there's community support for bookstores. In general, in urban areas, the rent for a storefront for a bookstore is probably out of reach of the smaller independent bookstores. There is a, you know, I don't know that most consumers want to pay even the published price for a book. They like a discount, a bargain, a sale. And I just don't think that the community wants to do any investment in bookstores now.
What, in your opinion, is the value of bookstores?
Well, bookstores, I think, and especially in the past, they were gathering points. There were specialty bookstores. There were bookstores that just had mysteries or bookstores that had poetry. But these were really small. And then, there's always been the bookstores that carried, the older first editions collector's books and were quite expensive. But today I'm not sure what the value of the bookstore is in general. I think that they could be used as a community gathering again in smaller communities, especially if there were rooms to use for, children's book hour and things like that, so that they could promote sales.
How do you feel new technology in the digital age have affected the role of bookstores?
Well, I think they have aided in their demise, for sure. My generation fades out, and we're the ones that are accustomed to the print and holding a book in our hands, the younger people who have always had electronic books available to them, they're going to be just not seeking out the printed material. I think that's the way of the future. I'm not sure that the printed book is going to be around for too much longer.
How has internet shopping affected bookstores?
Well, internet shopping provides generally, one can find either a very rare book that they're looking for on the internet somewhere, or they can shop the mass market like Amazon to find discount prices on current books that they may have been looking for. Most any book can be found on the internet, and so a lot of people would prefer not to have to go out again in their busy lives to shop at a bookstore and to just have it delivered to their house.
Would you say you prefer tangible books over digital ones?
Well, at my age, my eyesight isn't as it was. So right now I'm enjoying a lot of audiobooks. And that, I know a lot of my neighbors, too, enjoy audiobooks. So they are, I can purchase them at bookstores or get them at the library, or probably get them on Amazon and so forth. So there is a purchase involved, but there's also a great deal of sharing. I know who enjoys the audiobook, so you know, they'll finish a book and pass it along to me, and I pass it along to someone else. So in that way, you know, the bookstores aren't getting the sales of the, you know, more than the one.
How do you think modern technology will continue to affect the bookstores in the future?
Well, I think it will. The bookstores, you know, maybe there'll be some collector's bookstore, perhaps. I'm not sure how I see it, but I don't know that I think the printed word, although I may be wrong, I think it's on it, you know, going to be gone, and on paper, but we'll have it, you know, on our devices. We can read anything we would want, but like the newspapers and like magazines, I think they're all going to be out of here on the print, in print.
Are there any marketing measures bookstores can take to revive their businesses?
Well, if I wanted to start a bookstore, I suppose I would try to get a big enough facility for my bookstore in that I could have community gatherings, have a night where an author will talk about the book and sign copies, which would encourage sales. I would have meeting rooms, say, for book clubs. I would have an ability to, if I were hosting a book club and I chose a book, my bookstore would accommodate me by getting enough copies of the book and a printed, some printed questions that would stimulate discussion. I don't know. I just would serve, I would see what the community wanted from me as a bookstore owner and try to give them that. But, you know, there may be no way to do this, to stimulate the sales of printed material, as long as one can have a fairly inexpensive way via electronics to get what they wanted to read.
Do you think you will continue to shop at bookstores throughout your life?
I will. You know, I'm not a huge shopper, but I like to encourage reading amongst my grandchildren, and just like my grandparents would give me books, I would give them books if that's what they wanted. And, you know, I will go for my audiobooks, especially if there's a new one out and no one has bought that copy of that book to be passed along to me and I want to listen to it. Then that's what I would do. But I imagine it won't be part of the life of younger people for too much longer.
Do you have any other stories about a particular bookshop or anything else you'd like to say?
Well, I think I mentioned that the bookstore when I was growing up had a little section with jewelry and so forth, and I remember when I was 13, my brother, older brother, went to the bookstore and bought me a bracelet. And the jewelry that they carried they had a little history to them. They were replicas. Maybe you could get a replica of ancient coins, but this one was a replica of little, Chinese drawings on what looked like ivory, but it wasn't ivory. And it was very special. I still have that today. And as far as other stories about bookstores, I used to go. There was a bookstore near me when I was grown and my children were growing. And they would have famous authors come in every once in a while. And you'd stand in line, and when you got up to the to them, they would sign the book that you had just bought. And so I got several autograph books that I felt were pretty neat then, and a couple of them I gave to my mother-in-law, who was an avid reader as well. So that's probably a couple stories for you.
Okay. Thank you for participating in this interview. I appreciate your insight and your time.
Okay. Thank you for asking.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, honey.